Need to clear spot on Resonance 104.4 FM. And that was Scritti Politti, and that was the very first single, Skank Block Bologna. And I'm delighted to say that I'm now joined in the studio by my co-presenter, Lindsay Irvin. Hi,
hello,
Lindsay.
Hi.
And we are joined by Green Gartside. Welcome to the show.
Hello, nice to be here.
I wonder, first of all, if you can tell me just how much you remember of actually cutting that record and what it felt like.
I've got a really bad memory, partly through choice and partly by default. But by design and by default, I've decided to forget about as much of that time as I can. Although, for obvious reasons recently, with it being released again, I find that I actually can remember. I can actually picture the room it was recorded in and the engineer who recorded it. He had a limp.
Was this Spacewood?
It was Spacewood in Cambridge. I think his name might have been Gary, and I can remember the pub opposite the studio, obviously, which is where a lot of the time was spent. It was good fun. First time ever in a recording studio, you know, all wrapped up in a couple of hours.
I suppose what I wanted to know was whether you thought when you were... I'm going to take these headphones off, actually. Whether you thought
you
when you were making... thank you. When you were making the record, whether you considered it to be part of a movement at the time. And did you sort of align yourself with the punks, or by then did you feel you'd moved sort of left field of that anyway?
No, I think there was a sense of being part of something. And I think it was definitely... We felt that it was an extension of or a continuation of punk. I mean, this was 78, so that we made that record, so it was really only a year after 77. Although we, you know, when we first started playing, I think we tried to, you know, emulate the Clash a little bit. That lasted for a few months, and then we thought that was kind of played out. You know, there was like too many other bands trying to sound like the Clash, so we became fairly sort of anti-rockist early on. But we did think that there was a definite political agenda to the whole business of making your own records and making a music that I suppose, you know, what later became called counter-hegemonic. You know, you felt you were part of something that was in opposition. Rock in opposition.
Wasn't that a thing that people at the Henry Cow were involved
I think it might have been.
I think there was actually an organisation that had that name.
Crikey, what a dreadful name. But not as bad as when before we became Scritti Politti, I remember for one gig we were called The Against.
That sounds very challenging.
While we were students, and we were terribly challenging, yes. But, we did have a sense of being part of something with some other bands that were, you know, attaching a lot of significance to the business of do-it-yourself recording.
Because you did have a kind of Damascene conversion, didn't you, after seeing the Sex Pistols?
Yep.
I mean, what was it? Because you were originally quite serious about being a fine artist. And then
I was studying fine art, and I guess I went to see the... whichever tour it was, I always forget this, but basically the big first punk tour of the UK, whether it was the Anarchy tour, I think, maybe.
Was it perhaps the Clash one with the Subway Sect and people?
No, this was the... It was the Pistols, the Clash, the Damned and the Heartbreakers.
Oh, yes.
And, you'd have... be extraordinary if you weren't absolutely astonished and bowled over by a lineup like that an evening out of the blue when you weren't quite knowing what to expect. And I guess it happened right there and then that I decided I didn't want to be interested in fine art anymore or academics or anything else, and I wanted to make some music.
Did you cut your hair? That was always a sort of iconic thing at the time.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Although I still... I did cut my hair. I looked very... I looked the part. But for some stupid reason, I continued to smoke a pipe for a few months, which wasn't... which I didn't enjoy. I don't even know why I started doing
it. Defiantly anti-fashion.
It was, yes.
No, certainly when
ghastly
I was...
Ghastly thing.
When I was going to punk rock gigs in 1978, there weren't many with pipes.
No.
Broken sunglasses, yes, but pipes. Pipes were definitely...
Yes, I was the... the man with the mohair and the eyeliner and the pipe.
I suppose I'm inevitably going to ask you this. First of all, I think it's worth pointing out that at this point Scritti Politti was very much a band. It was a trio, wasn't it?
Yes, that's right.
And what, well, firstly, how did you come together? And I suppose, secondly, what was it that you had in common with the other two in the band?
The other two were Neil Jinks and Tom Morley. We came together through a love of music. Neil I met at school when I was about 14, I think. And then when I went to Leeds to study art, I met Tom. And, it was simply... well, both an interest in politics, maybe, and a love of music, but principally a love of music that you know, brought us together. And we were very much a band, and you know, everything was done collectively.
And what was the music that was important to you at the time?
Before punk, I can remember that, you know, our favourite bands, well, I'd number amongst them people like Henry Cow, and... it was a kind of, we liked, you know, Miles Davis, stuff that was testing to us, because we'd all grown up pretty much, strictly speaking, on kind of white bread pop, and through John Peel and the rest of it, you know, listened to lots of music, and the more challenging the music, the more we sort of grew to like it. And so by about 70, early 77, late 76, we were very, I mean, Henry Cow with the band... for us and anybody else. I mean, you know, the Sun Ra, anything we could. I actually saw Sun Ra in New York. In a tiny cafe. But that kind of stuff. You know, noisy, difficult stuff. The noisier, the more difficult, the better.
Well, it's funny because we've just been talking about that, and now, of course, I'm going to play a track, Hegemony, which is from your second EP.
Right.
And I'm going to actually follow that with a track by Martin Carthy, which you tipped
me off
to.
Which was the other great influence, which, of course, I neglected to mention, which maybe, has screwed maybe your intro up completely, was English traditional music, which is the other thing that
I'm
we really...
I'm dying to have a chat with anybody who really knows me knows that it's one of my current obsessions.
Yeah, and that was the other thing
we'll
that
have
we loved.
A good old chat of that. Okay. After we've heard Hegemony by Skritti Piliti, if I've queued it up correctly.